It's Dave Hurdle with you here at Posey County Radio, and we are with the Posey County Royalty Court here, and Amber Allen, Queen and Miss Posey County, is here to tell us about some of the things going on as the fair is starting Monday, but the pageants are on Saturday. So tell us a little bit about what to expect Saturday as things change hands, is what I understand here.
Yeah, exactly. So Saturday we'll have the kickoff of the fair, and we'll have four pageants, and we will be passing along our crowns to four new Posey County Fair royalty. And we'll have a Princess and Duchess pageant starting at 6 p.m. and a Teen and Queen pageant starting at 7:30 p.m. right after that. So it's kind of bittersweet giving away our crowns, but we're excited for some new royalty this year.
Well, you get to guide them in the following year anyway, I assume. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You've still got a job.
Yep, definitely giving them some advice and helping them make a bigger impact than we got to this year.
And if you're wondering what else is going on there on Saturday, I believe they're having a meal as well with that, or is it just various foods available?
We'll have some foods available at the concession stand to raise some more money for the Posey County Fairgrounds.
And it's air conditioned. It's inside, so.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's a good way to come out and get everything started. It looked like on Sundays, a lot of the check-ins for the 4-H animals and things like that.
Yeah, we do have an open beef show that day. So if you want to come watch some cows being shown, that's a great day to do that.
There's my daughter, who's 5. I know she knows better, but she calls horses cows and cows horses. But it's totally to mess with me. So everything really gets started on Monday, though. And this year, as always, the rides are free for the kids 10 and under, I believe. Or is it? Is there even an age limit on that?
There is not an age limit. 10 and under get into the fairgrounds for free. So anything, but the admission is $8, and anything you get when you get into the fairgrounds is free. So that includes the rides and the kids zone, and that also includes all of our free events that go on throughout the fair as well.
Yeah, and the kids zone, the fair opens up 5 every day, and the kids zone is supposed to be open until 8 o'clock each day, and typically a little later. So with the Kids Zone coming up, looking at that schedule on Monday, it looks like they're going to have a Lego contest for the kids. And I believe they did that last year, too.
Yeah, that is correct.
And then Tuesday, looked like the folks from Capers were going to come up and teach kids how to make butter, which is kind of a lost art at this point. Wednesday, building wooden trains with the kids.
Yeah.
Thursday is the one that Jake always gets excited about, pedal tractor pools.
Oh, yeah.
For all ages.
Oh, definitely. It's always super exciting to see how competitive. Sometimes the adults get even more competitive than the kids do.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on Friday, Amanda Wilderman from Harmony State Park will be here to teach kids about the bees, which has kind of become a big hobby for a lot of people around here anymore. So that's some of the fun stuff coming up at the Kids Zone next week. So coming up on Monday will be the first night of the professional rodeo once again. And Olivia, looking at that, do you know anything about the start times and like the different levels of things? Or?
Yeah, so the night one rodeo starts at 7 p.m. And then Tuesday night, it'll also start at 7 p.m. We have bulls, broncos, trick riders, and it's all in the main arena.
Okay, and then on Tuesday will be the second night of the professional rodeo, but then heading back up to the community center. Again, air conditioned for those looking for a cool place to be at the fair. Will be the Tiny and Little Miss contest, and tell us a little bit about that.
The Tiny and Little Miss contest starts at 6 p.m. and it's air conditioned.
And then on Wednesday, it is Veterans Appreciation Day, so all veterans get in for free on Wednesday. And, of course, most every day here, they're starting with meal in the community center. But what are some of the other things coming up there on Wednesday at the Veterans Appreciation Day?
We have the Beautiful Baby Contest starting at 6 p.m. We also have Mud Volleyball in the main arena starting at 6 p.m. and the Color Guard presentation at 6 p.m.
And they kind of take the Color Guard and kick off every night with that at the, I guess you want to call it, the main events outside. So it's neat to see that happen too. One other thing coming up there on Wednesday is the bike and ATV drags, which has become pretty popular with a lot of the motorcycle, ATV, and even side-by-side people, too. So that will kick off at 7 o'clock. And those guys are out there pretty late having some fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then moving to Thursday, that is First Responder Appreciation Day. So all the first responders will get in for free on Thursday. I think we'd probably let them in anyway, but.
Oh, definitely.
as I already mentioned with the kids zone, they're going to have the pedal tractor pulls there, which is a big one. And then up here in the community center will be the talent show. And I assume there's a lot of people that have signed up for that and a lot of talent here in the county. So,
yeah, we have a lot of exciting acts this year. We'll also have a meal up here by the Extension Homemakers, and they'll have their amazing ham loaves like they do every year.
Everybody talks about it. I haven't had one, so I guess that needs to happen this year. In the main arena, the motocross barrel racing, which is another fun thing, which is if you're a motorcycle or ATV kid, they got two nights in a row for you here, so you need to get out and talk your parents into bringing you out between the drag racing and the barrel racing. And I don't know if any of you saw it last year, but they were watering down the track, and somebody ran the water truck on the barrel racing track last year, which was something to see.
Yes, definitely.
And then up at the Kett Gonerman track, they're going to have the truck and car and SUV drag races again as well. So a lot of staples are turning this year at the county fair. Looking at Friday, you know, we're having a cornhole tournament down at the stage area. So that's another popular sport for people like me who can't pull off anything else athletic. So, and I'm not putting anybody down there. It's a fun time. Come on out and have fun with it. Main event in the arena on Friday is...
We have the Derby Car Scrapper Racing in the arena, and that's really big. We have a two-night of the Derby this year, so that'll be night one of that.
So Derby Car Scrapper Racing at 7 o'clock in the main arena, but up at the Kett Gonerman track.
There's going to be the ITPA Pro Series Tractor Pulls that start at 7 p.m.
And then on Saturday, everything wraps up with the Demolition Derby, but that is the final day for the... vendors and rides and kids zone as well, correct?
Yeah, that night will be the last night to catch our free rides and the free kids zone, so you'll definitely want to catch those before we sadly have to close down this year's fair.
But the one thing we really haven't hit on, all the 4-H animal shows taking place, and there is a bunch as always, but you want to cover some of those?
Yeah. On Monday, there's going to be the horse and pony show from 9:30 a.m. Also Monday is the sheep show at 6 p.m. And then also Monday, the goat show is at 7:30 p.m.
And then Tuesday morning, we have the poultry show at 9 and also the rabbit show following that. And we'll also have horse and pony again that morning at 9:30, as well as the dairy show down at the livestock arena at 10. And then that night, we'll have the swine show at 7 p.m.
Then Wednesday, July 16th at 1 p.m., we'll have the cat show. And at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, we will have horse and pony again, along with the beef show at 7 p.m., Supreme Showmanship on Thursday, July 17th at 6 p.m., and the livestock auction on the 18th at 9 a.m.
So it is a full schedule as always here at the Posey County Fair. Like I said, a lot to see. If you want to bring the family out, it is cheap to bring the family out because free rides, free kids zone. One thing we really haven't hit on yet is there's always been a lot of food vendors outside here, but this year there's a lot more coming.
This year we have 13 food vendors, and we'll also still have our air-conditioned community center meals from Monday through Friday. So be sure to come on out and check out all of those new food vendors. We'll have anything from pizza to fried catfish to freeze-dried candy to donuts in the morning by our local Three Chicks Fudgery. So be sure to come out and check out all of them.
So that is the 166th Posey County Fair. Again, the royalty pageants start on Saturday. Fair starts on Monday at 5 o'clock. And, of course, you can pay daily per person, $8 a person. The kids... 10 and under in for free, but there are season passes as well.
Yeah, those season passes are only $40, and each day you can get in here for $8, but once you get in here, everything is free. You just got to pay for your own food, but that gets you into free rides, free kids zone, and all of our free events down at the main arena and the Kett Gonerman track that day.
So as mentioned multiple times, a lot going on. It is the 166th Posey County Fair. It does start next Monday, 5 o'clock. Make plans, bring the family on out, and want to thank you ladies for everything you've done for the fair in the past year, and have fun handing things over on Saturday.
Thank you.
And we know you'll still be here, so they're in good hands, so thank you for your time.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.